ABC News.
As state borders come down and the likelihood of a successful vaccine increases, health experts are worried many Australians are putting the coronavirus in the rearview mirror and becoming far too complacent. I mean, it's fair to say, in comparison to the numbers I was just reading out then, the numbers in Australia have been comparatively low. But state and local leaders have been pleading for people to maintain social distancing rules. It appears, though, that frustration around confusing or contradictory restrictions could be driving a relaxed attitude as Australia heads into the holiday season. So, how can the situation be turned around? Professor Nancy Baxter is the head of the School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne, and she joins us live now.
It's actually a great day with Australians being able to travel pretty freely now.
Indeed, and a long time coming. Can I ask you first about that? I mean, with this relaxation, I guess, of the restrictions, do you think people are becoming COVID complacent?
It's a bit of a balance because, you know, if you have restrictions in place or things that you're making the public do that they don't really have any confidence in there being a reason to do them, you're going to affect whether people are following recommendations at all. So, you know, you have to kind of find the sweet spot between not forcing people to do things they can't understand the value of and trying to keep them aware that COVID-19 remains a risk.
And a challenging thing to do, I imagine, finding that sweet spot.
Yeah, it's pretty fine line. And, you know, it requires that governments change regulations. And then there's always the question, you know, why was this in place in the first time? Why are we doing things differently, say, Victoria, the New South Wales? You know, it ends up raising a lot of questions. But I think it's important that governments are responsive to, you know, what's happening right now.
I mean, case numbers, they are very low in Australia. I was just reading out some of these astronomical numbers in parts of the world, the United States in particular. Why is it important that we still send that message that we need to keep social distancing?
Well, the whole challenge is, you know, unless we want to completely close ourselves off, so not allow Australians to come home, there's no way to keep COVID-19 out of Australia. And with, you know, the virus kind of running rampant in many areas in the world, returning travelers are more likely to have COVID-19 than they were, say, you know, 5 months ago. Mm. So when they come into hotel quarantine, there's going to be some COVID-19 that gets into the country. And as we've seen in New South Wales, as we've seen in South Australia, and as we saw, you know, in the winter in Victoria, it's very, very difficult to hermetically seal those hotels so that there's no risk of COVID-19 leaking out. So there's always some risk to the population. So it's important that we keep some basic restrictions in place so that if the infection leaks out, we don't have many super spreader events having happened before we actually recognize it. That's what happened in Victoria, and that's why Victoria got to the state it was in before we managed to get things under control. We definitely want to avoid that in the future.
Do you think that some of this comes down to people losing trust in some politicians over time, perhaps because they were very strict initially?
You know, I think it's more that we're just all pretty tired of the way we've had to live in 2020.
Yeah, COVID fatigue, as they sometimes
say. Yeah, and we're all just looking for things to return back to normal. And, you know, I totally understand that. I empathize with it. You know, I feel it too. But the virus doesn't really care about how tired we are. And you see that in the United States. It really doesn't care.
I think that's an important message at the moment, particularly as you pointed out at the start of the interview, as international travellers start to arrive at capital cities again. I mean, how important is that public health message today, this week, at this point in time?
Well, it's very important. You know, I would anticipate that, you know, it won't be tomorrow that there's a positive worker in the hotels. That'll take some time for something like that to happen. And, you know, listen, we have learned from the past, so I think that quarantine hotels are much safer than they were, say, in the winter. But there is always that risk. One of the other risks that I think is something that we're going to be facing more and more is that I think people kind of are reverting back to their, you know, the normal way of being in terms of going out when sick. And that's something I think we all need to take very seriously. So if you're sick, you can't go out. You can't socialize. You got to get tested for COVID-19. You see the numbers of tests done in many of the states, and they're way down. And it's not because people aren't having any symptoms of, you know, cold, things like that. It's just that they're not getting tested because they just don't think that it's as important. But, you know, particularly as we get to the Christmas holiday where, you know, people have events that they want to go to that, you know, it's not like something that you can do next week. Christmas Day isn't something you can redo.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are going to want to go to do these things when they're ill, and they just can't. This year, you just can't go when you're ill because the risk is just too high.
Yes, and hopefully those numbers will stay down in the weeks and months ahead. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye now.
Professor Nancy Baxter there, the Head of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne.